The king of Saudi Arabia is the servant of America. These demonstrators shouted angrily after Friday prayer in Istanbul's densely populated Shia neighborhood outside a well-known Shia mosque. This was an unusual protest in the sense that this is generally a quiet place, a sign that the latest crackdown in Bahrain, which has killed six people and injured hundreds, has touched a nerve in this community.
People have come here today to tell the Bahrain government to stop using its force against peaceful protesters who are calling for more rights in the Persian Gulf state.
These protesters hold the US and its regional ally Israel responsible for the chaos in Bahrain. They asked us why the US supported the Egyptian revolution but have left the Bahrain people to die. They believe that this is part of a plot to sow the seeds of conflict in the Muslim world.
We arranged this protest to tell the people that the Saudi Arabian king is doing his best to start a conflict between Sunni and Shia. We are here to condemn this dishonest behavior.
I think a government that is trying to torture its own people with the help of the Western countries is not legitimate anymore. I'm here to raise my voice on this issue.
Earlier this week, the Turkish Prime Minister said that no one should intervene in regional countries. NATO member Turkey has been against military intervention in Libya. And as Turkey's Shia leader Selahattin Akgunduz agrees with this principle, but told Press TV that when human rights are at stake, perhaps some sort of intervention could be considered.
Those dictators cannot make any progress by killing their own people. If there is intervention, it should be against the family that governs the nation, as it is a prison. There should be intervention in the name of human rights.
The demonstrators chanted against the Bahrain and Saudi monarchies and in support of Bahrain's right to develop a form of governance that represents the people. Jody Sobral, Press TV, Istanbul.